Hey everyone, it's time for another 10K Saturday, and this week we've got a treat for you. Allison is talking with TikTok star Sasha Sloan, but she's so much more. She's a humanitarian, she is an amazing entrepreneur, and she really cares about the environment and the community around her. So we can't wait for you to hear this. Now, all this week here and on The Daily Happy, we've been talking about Omaze, which raises money for charity by offering cars, cash, travel, or even celebrity experiences. For example, you can win a trip to, I don't know, Italy's Amalfi Coast. How about that? While supporting Black Girl Ventures. That kind of sounds amazing. And that's only one of the amazing things that they do over there. So check them out at 10kdollarday.com/omaze. Here we go.
And now is 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu.
Hi, guys, and welcome to another 10K Saturday episode. I'm Allison Burns. If you're looking for our full episodes about imaginary luxury travel, those drop on Wednesdays. But today, we're here for our weekly bonus interview episode. And I am so excited to welcome entrepreneur, business owner, and lover of all things nerdy. Sasha Sloan is here with us.
Hi, I'm so excited.
So Sasha and I have had a little chance to chat before we hit record. And I told her I found her on TikTok. You guys all know that I love TikTok. I became a lover of TikTok during pandemic, believe it or not. So I'm fairly new. I'm just in about a year. But I do want to get a little bit more into your TikTok later. But first, I want to tell the listeners about you and about this amazing company that you started. It's called Archive Sunday, where you mix like fandom items with recycling to create like fabulous art and clothing and these crazy wall decor things that I'm like obsessed with now, and I'm trying to find a place in my house where I'm like, what part of my house could I actually cover my entire wall with Harry Potter things and my husband wouldn't freak out? So tell us a little bit. I have followed you on TikTok. I know a lot about your story, but tell our listeners, for those people out there who haven't heard of Archive Sunday or Sasha Sloan, how did this idea get started for mixing fandom with recyclable things?
I would say it kind of happened completely by accident, but also It makes perfect sense that it happened. Not a lot of people know this, but my family are kind of serial entrepreneurs. I'm the youngest of six kids, and both of my parents are entrepreneurs. And my mom started this company called Kid to Kid that recycles like kids' clothing and strollers and, you know, equipment and stuff that you just use for a little while and then you can sell it and sort of recycle it. They can go to a new family. And then my sister Chelsea and my brother Scott started a business called Uptown Cheapskate that does the same thing with teen clothing. And so for my whole life, all of our family has worked in this big, you know, recycling company where we run thrift stores, we recycle clothing. And so that's kind of the world that I came from and what I know. For me personally, I love fandom stuff. I'm a big nerd. I'm in college right now. I'm studying political science. And so I never really thought that I would end up in anything close to the family business, which is thrift stores. It just never really appealed to me. But when I started to kind of have this TikTok go off, I was seeing this big opportunity for entrepreneurs on TikTok to very easily promote their products to a lot of people. And so I was sort of scheming, like, what's a business that I could start? I lost my scholarship because of coronavirus. And I was working on a campaign for governor and my candidate lost and I thought they were going to win. So I suddenly was unemployed and I needed to pay for another semester of school. And I'm like, I need to make money. Like, I need to figure out a way to make money for myself. So I started with t-shirts, actually. I had the idea to take Star Wars t-shirts and bleach dye them because bleach was a huge trend this summer. And I went and got my first set of like 30 t-shirts. I, you know, spent my like little amount. I think I had $300 in my bank account. So I went and got some t-shirts and I bleached them. I photographed them on my cousin and I listed them online. And I listed them at like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on Etsy because I just worked all day. I finished, I put them up. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to go to bed and I'll like, you know, start working on selling them. And I woke up and by noon they were all gone. Like they had all sold.
That's amazing.
And I was like, yeah, I was like, what in the world? Like who knew that there was a market for like recycled t-shirts? And then, you know, my brain just started churning and I'm like, oh, this would be so cool to mix what I know, which is thrifting and recycling and sustainability with fandom stuff, which is what I scroll on TikTok and watch is, you know, I love fandom content. So that's kind of the origins of it was t-shirts. And then it just very quickly snowballed into a lot of other stuff.
That's so cool. And have you always had like a passion for the environment because you were raised in that kind of atmosphere? Do you feel like that was just in your blood kind of?
Yeah. I mean, my grandma is, you know, a child of the Great Depression. And so she is so all about reduce, reuse, recycle. Like my mother will scream at me if she sees me drinking from a plastic water bottle, because it's just so against our family culture, which is just, you know, do what you can for the environment. You know, thrifting or like recycling a shirt is just second nature. I almost never buy anything new. And so it was a very easy transition into recycling and then kind of mixing in the thing that I love, which is fandom and Disney and Star Wars and stuff.
Yeah. And where did the name Archive Sunday come from?
It literally, I thought to myself, what should the company be called? And Archive Sunday just popped straight into my head.
Really?
Yeah. So archive refers to like, this is coming out of the archive. It's, you know, recycle, you were taking what's archived. And then I knew from the beginning, I wanted to do this crazy structure where we release a new collection every single Sunday. I picked Sunday because I'm Christian. I like Sunday. I like the connotation of your Sunday best, you know? And so that was part of the crazy idea, is I wanted to use recycled products and there's a limited stock and it drops on Sunday and you've got to go get it on Sunday. You know, otherwise you might miss out. So that's where the origin of the name came from.
Oh, I love that. And did you ever in your wildest dreams imagine that it would explode like this? I mean, I know you said you put up a few things and then by the next day, but like, it's still going. Like, this is now like...
Like my handle on TikTok, my name is Kylo Squash, because I downloaded TikTok as a joke and I had this joking account about my love for Kylo Ren, which is a Star Wars character. And for months, I wouldn't even tell people what my handle was because I was so embarrassed. I didn't want them to find my like geeky fan account. And then it just got so big. I'm like, now it's my only personality trait. That's so crazy. I guess everybody knows. I mean, to give you an idea, like our first collage wall, which is sort of our staple seller now, we printed it and designed it and I hung it in my room. We took a time lapse of it going up and we hadn't even created the product listing, but I was like, I'll put up this video of this time lapse and sort of tease it to my 3,000 followers, I think is what I had. And I went to bed and I woke up and all of my like friends and business partners were texting me and they're like, oh my gosh, like it went viral and we don't even have it on the website. Like quick, we need to get it on the website. Cause I had no idea how much people would get excited about these collage walls. So it definitely has surprised us every single step of the way.
Yeah. Cause I hadn't really seen, I mean, I've seen, you know, the wallpaper and the cool mixed tiles that people will do even with photos, but I had never seen that used before, like the fandom kind of art, but it's also really cool how you do the colors. Like it all kind of matches, but doesn't. It is a really cool aesthetic, which I love. I don't even know. And that's what's crazy about social media, right? I don't even know how I came across you. I literally was like scrolling through one day as you do in bed, you know, when you can't sleep. And I saw something of yours. I think it was probably the wall. And I was like, that's really, really cool. And so I followed you because I was like, cool content. I love creators and especially women in business.
Yes.
So same. I think that's amazing. And I just kind of then would see more of your stuff. And then I was like, this chick is really cool. And I love that you really started from zero and you've just worked your butt off to get where you are now. And even if it was a little bit of an overnight success, now it's something that has turned into this business for you. Do you see it like continuing? I know you said you're in college for political science. Are you going to like continue that path? Or do you feel like you're going to merge the two? Or do you even know? You can also be like, girl, I don't know.
I mean, I totally do. What's interesting is, you know, Archive Sunday has kind of happened because my big dream got canceled. So for the last 4 or 5, you know, 6 years, everything I've done has been trying to compete for Miss Utah and Miss America. That's like my big passion. And like, I do a lot of volunteer work, you know, within that world. And they canceled the Miss Utah competition this year. And it kind of left me high and dry. I was like, I don't know what my next life move is. But at this point, I love it so much. I love what we're doing with Archive. I'm so passionate about it. And, you know, now I'm really lucky to have kind of a whole team, you know, primarily of other women that work with me. So I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. And my big goal is I would love to start doing some branded deals, you know, with Disney or with Marvel and things like that in the future. So that's the dream and goal that I'm working towards, but I'm kind of open to whatever the universe is going to throw at me.
Yeah. And I also love that you've kind of made the nerd stuff cool. Do you know what I mean?
You.
I know there's other people who have done the same, but for you to really make, nerding out about Star Wars or Harry Potter or, you know, whatever that is normally considered, you know, oh, that's so nerdy. No, but it's cool and it's trendy and it can be really chic too, which I think is really cool. Have you found a way to connect with people in a different way because of that?
Oh, definitely. I mean, a very common message that I'll get that I just love, it's just so rewarding, is, you know, I'll have sort of teenage girls reach out to me and say, you know, I'm getting bullied in school, you know, for being a nerd, or like, I've never felt confident with myself. And, you know, watching you be so confident helps me like feel more secure in myself. And I feel safe to be who I am and like what I like. And, you know, that's so rewarding, because I remember being 13 and, you know, being really into Harry Potter. I was really into my Katniss Everdeen phase, you know, at that age. But it's been so rewarding to kind of have people in that same phase of life and connect with them. And part of that I would credit to the TikTok algorithm itself. I'm a huge social media nerd. Like, that's kind of what my last 5 years of my career has been, is in social media. And almost all the other algorithms, like on Instagram, you see the feeds of people that you follow and you really only follow people that you know. Whereas on TikTok, it's the algorithm is so effective at sorting people into their social groups of liking the same stuff that they like. And I think that, you know, having people get sorted into Harry Potter TikTok or Star Wars TikTok, and they're surrounded by other creators who like the same stuff, I think it's really empowered a lot of people to just be themselves and like what they like, because they're not worried about people from high school, you know, seeing their TikTok. They're just kind of making their stuff for the other people who appreciate the same things.
Yeah. And they feel like they have a community around them that is a safe place to nerd out and enjoy the same things that other people are enjoying. That's so awesome. I love that. How quickly did you go from like your couple thousand to now you have over 1 million followers? Have you like even thought about how many people that is? Like, it's so crazy.
It's mind blowing. Like, you know, one of the things that I went more viral for was our, like, we did this little fan series called House of Black, and I was looking at the analytics and talking to my sister about it. And I'm like, there are 40 million people that have watched this little fan series that we made. Like, I just can't even wrap my mind around those numbers. And so I just don't think about getting perceived by that many people, because it kind of freaks me out.
I know, right? If you actually like sit down and think about it. But it must be nice to know that you, hearing your story, because I didn't even know about your quest for Miss Utah or Miss America. Like, I had no idea about that side of you.
Oh, yeah.
So the fact that you were able to, we love to say this word, pivot in the middle of a pandemic and make something happen. And to be honest, I think that this probably will even catapult you into kind of a new wave of that. Like, I feel like this can only benefit you in the future to have that many people now supporting you, your cause, your businesses only help you. So that's gotta feel good, especially during a time when you could have just sat back and been like, well, it didn't happen. Poor me. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, I definitely feel like just the luckiest girl in the world. And it's just been so interesting. I feel like with Miss Utah, I always had this dream and this vision of where I wanted to go with it. And I remember last year, Utah Valley Business Magazine does like a Fab 40 of like the 40 people in Utah that are, you know, movers and shakers. And I remember last year, our current Miss Utah, Dejana, she was one of the Fab 40. And they do this whole photo shoot. And I remember just watching that and thinking, oh, I just want that so bad. Like, I would love to be Miss Utah. And last week they reached out to me, and I'm going to be one of the Fab 40 this year for Archive Sunday. Yeah. And I just, it was such a cool moment of that dream coming true in a completely different way than I ever thought it would. And it's just cool how life sort of throws you surprises like that, you know, which is exactly what I wanted, but in a very different way than I thought it would come.
Yeah. Which I think is such an important lesson for people, that you can have these dreams and these goals, but don't put them inside a box. Like,
yes,
really, you know, make sure that you can see the big picture, because things may ebb and flow. It may shift, but like for you, it still happened, but just in a very different way. Oh, I love that. I love it. It's so exciting.
There's like a saying that I love that's like, be completely unflexible about your dreams, but be very flexible about how you're going to get there. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's sort of the approach that I've taken with my career, and kind of what I hope to do with TikTok and Archive and everything is, you know, I would love to get to this place in my career where I can be inspiring other women and doing what I love every day, and, you know, continuing to build something that I'm passionate about, but I'm very flexible on whatever pathway, you know, it's going to take to get there.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Zero ego and flexibility will get you so far, because you're willing to make changes, which is so important. Now I heard you do another interview. I think it was with maybe a local news station where you, they had asked you about like, oh, can anyone upcycle? And I was laughing because I'm like so far away from like the Pinterest mom. Asked me to do like Valentine's. I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. So for people that aren't crafty like me, what would you say are like the easiest ways to upcycle, recycle things around your house besides the normal, like, you know, things like the trash, like separating trash or whatnot? Is there anything like fun that people who aren't artsy can do?
Yeah, I think honestly, it's about retraining your mind to sort of see recycling opportunities and see opportunities to like do things differently. For example, you know, I'm moving into my new apartment and a lot of what I'm shopping is used.
Okay.
I come from this family that has this thrift store culture. We all are very comfortable with thrift stores, and it's a very, very small percentage of the population that feels comfortable shopping used clothing or used furniture, which is so interesting because if you wear an item one time, it's used, you know?
And so true.
And like, if you go to a thrift store, you know, like Uptown Cheapskate, for example, which is our company, you know, you're shopping clothes that would have gone to a landfill. I don't think people realize an enormous portion of waste that America produces is clothing waste. And, you know, the average item of clothing is only worn a handful of times and then it disappears. And so I think for the average person, just opening up your mind to shopping used furniture, shopping used clothing, and repairing things instead of throwing them away. Obviously, water bottles, you know, that's one that's really easy. Get a Hydro Flask, you know, instead of a plastic water bottle. But overall, it's just switching your mindset to like, you know, thrifting things and using things that are, you know, that are reused. It's not poor. It's not cheap. It's the future. Yeah. You know, that's how we should be operating.
Yeah. And it is actually less expensive too. So you're also saving money for, you know, yourself. So it's a win-win. Yeah. I need to do more of that, because I do like thrifting. I get a little overwhelmed sometimes just because I like the stores you walk into and everything's like color coded. And I know thrifting, it's not that like that.
Yes.
It's like, oh my gosh, I just walked into the giant yard sale. But I think, yeah, making time for it, like almost like a little adventure. Let me see what I can find. Mm-hmm. Let me see what I can put together. I love that. And then also checking out stores like Archive Sunday, obviously.
Yes,
which,
totally.
I already have my wish list set aside with things that I'm going to get, because I'm obsessed. Into what we call our 10K5. So it's the five questions that we answer every week on our podcast. And we always ask our guests to get to know a little bit about you. So my first question is, Sasha, what's your current obsession?
My current obsession is definitely the House of Black series that we're making. I just got back from Harry Potter World to sort of film the sets there to splice in. It's this little project that I've made with my cousins and my sister, where we make this fan film about characters in Harry Potter that's like a prequel to the Harry Potter series. And it has become a full-blown obsession. It has taken over my house, all the props and costumes and things. And right now we're working on season 2. And I just barely cast our Lucius Malfoy, okay, who's going to be my boyfriend. So that'll be really fun. But that's definitely my obsession. So geeking out hard on making our little Harry Potter fan series.
I can only – and those things are popular. People love fan fiction.
Yeah.
And because when you get so obsessed about a show, you want to know more.
Yes.
And you don't care who makes it up.
Right.
You want to know the before and the after and what happened to so-and-so. Do they have babies now? How were they – you know what I mean? Like, you get so obsessed when shows end. Like, you're like, wait, I want to know how they grow old.
Yes.
You know? So I think it's so smart to do stuff like that. Lulu and I bought the Black Magic camera for our road trip.
Oh.
And I'm now obsessed with like making films. Oh. And they're like the silliest films. I'm just like calling my kids over. I'm like, here, stand there. Don't look at the camera. Here's your line. Like, it does.
I love
it becomes
it.
Like an obsession to like film things and edit and all that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes, I actually have a YouTube channel that I just barely started, and we made a master cut of all of our season one that's about 13 minutes long. And that's just under Sasha Sloan, which is just my name. But
oh, perfect. Okay. We will definitely have all of Sasha's information, you guys, on our blog. Make sure you check that out, $10kdollarday.com/10ksaturday. So make sure you check all of that stuff out.
Okay.
Okay. Question number two. What's on your wish list?
This one is so easy. I am so obsessed with it. Have you heard of The Gleaming Primrose Mirror by Anthropology?
No.
It is this mirror that's super viral on Pinterest, on Instagram. It's this gorgeous golden mirror, and I am coveting it so bad. I just moved into my new apartment, but it's really expensive. And you know me, I don't like to buy things new.
Yeah.
And so I am just stalking Facebook Marketplace, KSL.com. I'm like, I will find this used somewhere. So that is my next thing on my wish list. I want this mirror so bad.
That's so funny. Oh, I love that you're like, I refuse to buy it new. I'm going to find someone who's just going to give it away.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. I'll have to look that up. We'll have a link to it too on our blog so people can look at it. Okay. So our third question is, if you had $10,000 extra to spend, this is just on you, mm-hmm, how would you spend an extra $10K?
Well, I was just in Disney World. Mm-hmm. And you can go to a place in Batuu, which is their Star Wars land, and you can build your own lightsaber. And they have all of the lightsaber. They have Luke's and Anakin's and Ben Solo's and Ahsoka's lightsabers. So if I'm 100% honest, I think I would go ham sandwich and buy all of the lightsabers. And then also at Universal, they have all the Harry Potter character mm-hmm ones. And yeah, I think I would probably just pull the trigger and get the whole set, which is very embarrassing. But
had you been before to Harry Potter World, or was that your first time?
I had only been once. Okay. I actually used to work at Disney World.
Oh, okay.
And my family came out to see my first day in entertainment, you know, to come see me perform. And we went to Harry Potter World then, okay, for one day. But it was kind of before, you know, obviously my TikTok had taken off. And so I'm deep back into my Harry Potter obsession, yeah, now. So it definitely was a different trip this time.
I love that. I know it's been so sad to like not go back as often during pandemic, but it's nice that people are still, you know, able to go and experience it. And I hear I haven't been back since pandemic, but I hear that it's kind of nice, you know, no lines.
I mean, the lines were like 10 minutes long for everything.
Yeah.
It was a little, it's really weird seeing Disney in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I bet.
And I was talking to my cousins who are currently cast members there and, you know, working in attractions, and they were saying that it's so weird to not see smiles.
Yeah.
Because everyone's wearing a mask, and usually you're seeing the joy all around you, but it's kind of no joy because no one's smiling.
Yes.
So it was definitely a weird experience being in the park in the middle of coronavirus.
I didn't even think about that. That's crazy. Okay, next question. This one's a fun one. If you had $10,000 mm-hmm to give away, is there a person, an organization, a charity, something on your heart that you would give an extra $10,000 to?
This one is so easy. There is an organization called Movement on the Ground that works in the Moria refugee camp on the island of Lesbos in Greece.
Okay.
And last summer I flew to Greece and I worked for a while as a humanitarian crisis worker in that refugee camp. And Moria is sort of the biggest, baddest, worst place to be a refugee and be in a refugee camp. I think the New York Times called it hell on earth. You know, it's just awful. Yeah. And while I was volunteering there, I worked a lot with the underage boys primarily. And, you know, these are young men from Afghanistan or Iran that have, you know, fled the violence in their country, crossed, you know, multiple countries, crossed the sea, and then come to the Moria refugee camp and are awaiting asylum to hopefully make it into Europe. Mm-hmm. And Movement on the Ground is a really awesome group that was started by refugees, and they build out infrastructure in the camps, and they help do technology education with the boys. They do English training and things like that. Only give my money to Movement on the Ground because they do so much good work for, you know, really the most vulnerable population in the world, which is unaccompanied minors, you know, refugees waiting for asylum.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, that's amazing. We'll definitely have a link to that on our blog so you guys can check that out and donate, give back for sure. Sasha, I was a fan of yours before, but I got to say, I'm an even bigger fan now.
So nice.
I should have added like all kinds of things to your intro. You're not just a businesswoman. You're a humanitarian. You're a political science major. You're like really cool. I'm super excited to know you. Okay, so our last question. This is my favorite question we ask people. It's something we started at the beginning of our podcast 3 years ago, and it's just a way for us to check in with ourselves, with other people, and try to remember that even during a crazy time, even before pandemic, you know, we go through it, to remember the little things that make us happy every day. So we always ask, what's your happy? And this can be something super small, it could be something big, but I mean, sometimes I'm just like, I'm happy that my cup of coffee's hot. Like, it can be that simple. So just something today that has made you happy. What is that?
I mean, you said coffee, and the first thing that popped in my head was I have a chai tea every day. So that is my daily joy.
Hey.
But I think overall, my job makes me so happy. I am just a huge believer in the mantra of do what you love and you will not work. And obviously, you're still going to work. Everything is work. But I, throughout my life, have been just very determined that I'm going to do what I'm passionate about. And with Archive Sunday, it's literally doing my favorite thing, which is consuming and producing fandom TikToks and making art. And I think that I try to structure my life so that whatever work I'm doing is the thing that's creatively fulfilling me. And so probably my job, as embarrassing as that is, I love Archive and I love making art.
No, it's not at all. I am right there with you. I mean, this is what, you know, creatives do. Like, we, you know, find time to do podcasts and, you know, all the social media. Yeah. It's a full-time job and people don't realize that. You know, I feel like sometimes when I get my phone out, people are like, God, she's so, like, you know, out of touch with the world, when in fact I'm running a business. Like, this is me trying to like run a business because I really want to produce great content. So I think that you're on the right path, and I can't wait for everyone to get to know you and follow you. And so I'm going to plug you a little bit right now. You guys can find all of these amazing things that she's recycling at archivesunday.com. We're going to have all of this stuff we've talked about on our blog at $10kdollarday.com/$10kSaturday. And her picture is going to pop right up there with her pretty outfit that she sent us. You can find her on Instagram at Sasha E. Sloan and at Archive Sunday. And of course, TikTok. Check out her TikToks, you guys. It's so good. And of course, you heard her say it's at Kylo Squash and at Archive Sunday. And then YouTube, which I was so excited to learn about, you can find that Sasha Sloan, which is awesome. So I hope everyone does that and follows you and orders a bunch of recycled stuff, and we can all be tagging you on our social medias and just give back. So thank you so much for waking up super early, because you guys, she's on, is what is it, Pacific
Mountain time?
What's that time?
Yes.
Mountain time. Mountain. Not quite.
No, we're in the mountains out here.
That's right, mountains. Gosh, we drove through there. It was one of the most stunning things. Like, we saw the Red Rocks. I saw the Red Rocks for the first time.
Utah is gorgeous. It's like another planet. You can, in the same day, you can get Red Rocks, skiing, lakes, beaches, salt flats. It's amazing.
Sasha, thank you so much for being here with us today. I hope everyone will go and check out all of your stuff on all of your social media accounts, and then also go to archivesunday.com and start ordering some stuff. Make sure you guys go on Sundays too, because apparently it goes quickly, which is super exciting. Do you do custom things?
They take us so long. We don't do custom things. Like, I mean, literally our dark side wall was probably 2,000 hours of work. So they take us a little
long.
But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the future, once you blow up, you'll have people to do that for you.
Hopefully.
Which will be fun. But thank you again so much for being here, taking some time out, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday for another full episode. Bye.
That was 10K Saturday with Allison and Lulu. And don't forget, with friends like us, who needs amenities?